It's early Sunday morning on the 22nd of April, 2018. Good morning, everyone. God will provide himself a lamb for burnt offering. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, once for all, a ransom for many. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down to myself. I have power to lay it down, I have power to take it again. I will love them freely. The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. He hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Great is thy mercy toward me. Thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. Fear not. Fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brethren nor give to God a ransom for him. For redemption of their soul is precious. I have found a ransom. God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Well, we've been also working through slowly the Psalms, and we're ready for the 79th Psalm. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple they have defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name, for they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. O, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercy speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee according to the greatness of thy power. Preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold under their bosom their reproach wherewith they reproach thee, O Lord. So we, thy people and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Well, the Lord certainly has set apart a people for himself, for whom he has redeemed by his own blood, from every kindred, every tongue, every people, and every nation. His loving kindness towards us is beyond our ability to articulate or understand. We undeserving wretches though we be, but he's held us in the palm of his hand and set our soul at liberty. when Christ was on this earth, he walked the dusty trails. And he healed the sick. He raised the dead to life. He gave sight to the blind. He gave hearing to the deaf. He healed the crippled and the lame. And he made the leprous clean. And that's what he's done for every one of his people spiritually. He's given us sight, spiritual sight. He's given us spiritual hearing. He's bound up our wounds. And he has taken our leprous sins and made them whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, that beautiful snow. Beautiful story, can it be so? Tell me again as onward I go. Jesus has made me whiter than snow. In this old nature, there's nothing that's good. I can't be perfect, try as I would. But there's one thing I can trust in, I know. Jesus has made me whiter than snow. I was an alien and death reigned within. Sitting in darkness, walking in sin. But Christ eternal, my Lord, did bestow. Jesus then washed me whiter than snow. When I have come to the end of the way, and my last summons I must obey, may I be able to sing as I go. Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. Well, it's a great story for God's people to proclaim far and wide that he has done all things well. May God be with you this morning in a special way is my prayer. God bless.